walking like a Jew. Regulations regarding how a Jew is to walk. Believe it or not, the Torah gives us direction even regarding how one is to walk around. The posture that he should hold and the strides that he should take. All this for reasons that we will explain. It's brought in the Gemara Maseches Brachos as well as Maseches Kedushin 31a. It is forbidden for one to walk b'kayma zakufa, in a straight posture. Now, what does this mean? This ruling of the Talmud is recorded in the Shulchan Aruch in chapter 2, in the Mechaber and in the Alter Rebbe, and there he explains as follows, that one should not get up and walk in a manner that his head is slightly bent downwards, and not with a straight posture, with an outstretched neck, and it is forbidden to walk with a straight posture for even less than 4 cubits. So in addition to recording this Talmudic dictum as a halachic ruling for all jury, that it's forbidden to walk with a kayma skufa, with an outstretched neck, we also have here a slight definition, which is that the head should be slightly bent downwards. In the Madura Basra, the Alter Rebbe gives a further and greater clarification to this definition. And he says that it's considered that one is walking with a straight posture if his head is so high up that he cannot see the ground that is near his feet. In other words, that what we stated earlier, that your head is required to be slightly bent downwards, it has to be bent enough so you can see at least close to the ground that's near your feet where you're walking. For this reason, the Alter Rebbe continues and says that one needs to walk slowly in order not to walk into something when you're walking in this manner. Nonetheless, he emphasizes as well that one should not bend his back or have his head bent too much to the point that he cannot see the people in front of him. And rather, he is to walk in an average bent manner so he could see the people walking towards him without having to lift his eyes too much. Now, why do we have these restrictions? Who cares how you walk? With a very straight posture, with your head and neck stretched upwards, downwards, why should this bother anybody? Why the Talmudic dictum, which is recorded as halach and Shulchan Aruch? So the Talmud itself explains that the reason behind this is because it is considered a way of haughtiness which actually repels the Shechinah. As it says, Ki malich al aretz kvedei, that Hashem's glory fills the entire earth. And one who walks in this manner is, so to say, fighting and repelling and pushing away the Shechinah that rests on him. And therefore we walk in a slightly bent manner, as we defined, in order to allow the Shechinah to rest. Now, regarding if one may walk less than 4 amos with an outstretched neck, meaning not in a bent manner, so while the Alter Rebbe and the Shulchan Aruch rule stringently, indeed this matter is a dispute amongst the Paiskim and is dependent on the different gersais between the Gemara in Brachis and Gemara in Kedushin, if the restriction is walking even less than 4 cubits in this fashion, or only if one walks 4 cubits at a time. Practically, as the Kaf HaChaim concludes, one is to be stringent, and this certainly applies according to those who follow the rulings of the Alter Rebbe. Now, aside from the restriction of walking b'kayma zakufa with an outstretched neck, there is also restriction regarding how wide one's strides may be when he walks. So the Gemara in Maseches Brachos 6b and 43b states that one may not walk a psia gasa, a large step, and that one who does so, it removes from him 1/500th of the sight of his eyes, meaning his damages is eyesight. And the way to fix this, if he did so, is to drink the Kiddush wine on Friday night. This statement of the Gemara, while not recorded in chapter 2 in the Shulchan Aruch, which discusses walking restrictions, is recorded later on in chapter 301 regarding the laws of Shabbos and the walking restrictions regarding Shabbos. And there indeed the Alter Rebbe, the Magen Avraham, and other posts can record this Talmudic restriction and say that the restriction of walking wide steps is not only on Shabbos, but even during the week, due to the above reason that it damages one's eyesight. Now, what is the definition of a wide stride? Psiagaso. So the Alter Rebbe explains this to mean, in chapter 301 in Hilchos Shabbos, that the steps should not be more than 1 amah distance from each other, 48 centimeters, measuring from the head of the toe of 1 foot to the head of the toe of the 2nd foot. And since a normal foot is a half an amah, so therefore it means that you can have another foot worth in between the strides. But you shouldn't walk with larger strides than these. Whatever the case, as the Ramon Altobe conclude, this only applies in a normal circumstances, or in a time of need, one may walk in larger strides than the above. Other restrictions that we find brought in the Rishayim is regarding not to walk in a very slow manner. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deis, then one should not walk very slowly with small steps in a way that he places his heel at the edge of his toe, as this appears like the haughty. Likewise, he writes that one should not run sporadically in public for non-exercise purposes, as it makes him appear like an eccentric and odd individual. For certainly one may run or jog for exercising purposes. So to summarize, all in all, we learned that the walking of a Jew is to be done in a humble manner, in which his head is not too high, it's slightly bent downwards, and his strides when walking should not be too long or too short. And this is how one walks like a Jew.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.